If you want to start monetizing your podcast, sign up for Podmetrics. Head to podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE when you sign up. That's podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE. The Creator Life is powered by the company Cebu, a co-working space that fosters creativity and collaboration all while getting things done. Check them out in their Mandaue branch or in one of their partner spaces in Cebu IT Park. You can also take advantage of their other spaces in Japan, Singapore, Bangkok, and Hawaii if you become a member. Get 50% off on a day pass or flexi pass when you book a visit through bit.ly/tccvisit and use the promo code CREATORLIFE50. That's bit.ly/tccvisit with the promo code CREATORLIFE5050. For more info, check them out at thecompany.ph or through Facebook and Instagram at The Company Cebu. On with the show! And let's talk about random shit. So, the fact that I just swore means it'll be all shitty. No, I'm just kidding. It's not even a shitty episode. I'm just swearing.
Wow! Just because I'm here, now you're calling it a shitty episode.
No!
Ouch, man.
No, dude.
You're really shitting on your guest here. I'm kidding.
Hell? No.
I'm kidding.
You gave me 637 right place. What the hell? Of course not. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Whoever listens to like podcasts where I'm guesting, thank you.
Sheesh.
Also, I have my cat on my lap. She's not usually, she doesn't chill here as long as she does, but I don't know. She's clingy today.
Yeah. What made her be clingy today? So weird.
I don't know. You know, she's a street cat. Like, she's probably freaking out. She has, like, moments where she freaks out when she's alone. She just meows endlessly. Even if you're in the room.
Okay.
She looks at you and then meows really loud. And then I'm just there like, you see me, right? Right? Yeah.
Cats
just
being
chilling
cats
on my lap. You'd think like cats aren't clingy, but like mine, I mean, to be fair, she's not as clingy most of the time, mm-hmm. but there's certain parts of the day where she's just like, please snuggle with me, and I'm just there like,
I want to be with you.
Dude, she licks my face awake, like I have, because cats Whoa. Have barbed tongues,
yeah,
you know, like that sounds like, oh, that's cute. No, it's not. If it's a cat and it's licking your eyelids open, it is absolutely fucking pain. It's just excruciating. It's just needles on your eyelid, and it's just like, I know you love me, but it hurts.
Like, to be fair, it's like, you know, animals being animals.
She apparently, it's like a sign of her grooming me. Like she's grooming. I don't know. That sounds off in the terminology of grooming. She's not grooming me. Okay, I'm not underage. I'm not a minor. She's like, you know, like in the cat world of like, I'm cleaning you, grooming.
Mm-hmm. I get you.
Okay,
I get
that's you. It. Just clarifying if someone misunderstands.
I mean, at this point, if you didn't get cats, then why would, why?
Yeah, I just like, want to make sure. I don't want any misunderstanding.
Yeah, of course. Like, that's the last thing we want. Okay, let's start the episode before we go on another tangent. Even though we'll end up going on another tangent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole point, but not here. Okay, begin in 3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to The Creator Life with Julian CB. That's me. It's a podcast that makes sense of how different people live their lives as creators. Main episodes come out on Fridays, and Creative Tidbits episodes pop up on Wednesdays. Follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever you use to listen to podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, leaving a rating and review on this podcast really helps me out. Here's the episode. So, my guest for this episode, she's back, the one and only, Liz. Hi. Welcome back.
Hey, what's up? For having me again.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, literally the last time we did the recording, I had to split it into two parts. It was just so long.
Yeah, because like we outdid ourselves.
Yeah, I think it was 2.5 hours. Lord.
Oof.
That was long. We're not gonna make
it. It was like a good conversation to catch up on and just like, you know, just keep up with each other.
Yeah.
To have made it into like an entire episode, I'm impressed by, because you had to do a lot of like the editing bit of it. So I'm sorry about that.
Yaha.
I did nothing after.
So. I didn't do my best work at the time. Getting it to two parts was a pain.
Yikes.
It's fine.
I mean, God bless to you for doing that. Let's not do that again today.
Okay? Oh, we're not doing it again. Something's gonna stop us. I can feel it.
Food.
Maybe.
I'm calling it.
Anyway, so we wanted to talk about stuff, but mainly let's just bury the hatchet. We just thought of this topic like right before we recorded. Otherwise, we would be lying to ourselves.
Yeah, let's not lie. You know, like let's get it straight. There's like a bunch of like topics we were thinking about, but yeah. Cancel culture.
Yeah. So cancel culture.
Like, trigger warning for all those people for that word, you know?
Yeah, at this point, they're already putting comments and saying, oh, cancel culture.
Cringe.
But yeah.
Go on.
But yeah, it's something to be talked about, I think. Hmm. But then sometimes it goes off the rails that like we treat every single bad thing as like cancel culture. Like even just like commenting on someone that like it's fairly minor, to be honest, then they call it cancel culture, which is nuts.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that mentality was never really like new. I feel like it's just gotten a new word for it, because there's been so many like everyone during the digital age of like influencers and social media like powerhouses. I feel like there's always been this like fuck the haters kind of thing. Is that, and like I don't think it's anything much different from that, where when someone brings out hate or criticism, it's hard to like actually take either of them in, or at least like know the difference. For a lot of people who aren't, you know, trained to know the difference, or are just really bad with English, man. Mm-hmm. The fuck is wrong with me? But like, you know, when they're bad at taking criticism, that's it. Like it's a thing. But yeah, like I think cancel culture is basically an evolved form of public shaming. And public shaming has been there since the time of tabloids, you know? Like, I feel like it's just the digital age of public shaming and internet shaming.
Basically amplified.
Yeah. But I feel like I get triggered when people say cancel culture in the context of someone bringing in viable criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, because recently, you know, like ever since the pandemic, there's, you know, like you expect people to be at least good or great to each other, but there's just a select bunch of highlighted people who are garbage and stay garbage. And, you know, like the Me Too movement, like Black Lives Matter, Stop Asian Hate and all that stuff. There's been people, like, especially when it comes to Me Too and like an allegation comes in and it's a legitimate one, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it's a legitimate recounting of something that they went through. You know, a recent example of this is that David Dobrik and like the Vlog Squad kind of situation, because I can't call it drama. It's not drama. It's like serious allegation. Like people take, like they defend when they're fans, they defend the influencer or like the celebrity and say like, oh, this is just cancel culture. They're just bringing up like pasts and all these things just to like cancel you. When, I mean, like it's not beneficial either to the person who's going through it, like who's being canceled, because it doesn't give them room to grow. It puts them in a box. That's literally what cancel culture is. It's putting like anyone.
It's like in you're a box being
and let that define them.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're being discouraged from growing. Is that a thing? Like, it's so weird. Why should we always? It's good to call out things, yes, but then like, not to the point where we're basically telling them to go away.
Or like, because you know, like there's a difference between saying, hey, reconsider like everything, I need you to think about it, and saying like, hey, you should kill yourself.
I mean,
which is like in the age of the internet doesn't know the difference, which is a problem. Because one, you're literally asking someone to commit suicide, and the other is just like you giving criticism. Because like, I don't know, like how do you expect anyone to feel accountable for their mistakes when you're asking them to not exist so that you feel okay and that you feel like they've accounted for their mistake?
So weird. Like,
right?
Like, I can't believe we've reached a point where like people are discouraged from making themselves better just because other people are calling them out for doing certain things. To the point that they're not going to do anything about it. They're just going to sulk, or they're just going to...
They're going to let that define, like, that mistake. They'll let that define who they are. And so, that's, like, a huge hit on their mental health, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, like, sometimes you feel no sympathy for people who are racist or who are, like, assailants or rapists and all these things, but you have to think about, you know, like the things they're going through some shit to even feel like they needed to do all these things. Mm-hmm. Or I feel like the first thought that you have when you do anything, the garbage thought, like racism or sexism or anything garbage, that's a reflection on society.
Yep.
Not necessarily you as a person. It's the context of where you, like, how you were raised, who you thought you were, or things like that. But, like, your mission is to make sure the second thought is the right one. That makes sense?
Yeah. Like,
people can be racist. I can be racist sometimes. Like, I have, like, preconceived notions, but I grew up in, like, a very... you know, closeted family, ultra religious, and like all these things where, like, let's say mental health wasn't a thing, or like Harry Potter is the devil's work because it deals with magic and you should like pray to God and read the Bible instead, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot of support on the opposite end to grow and to feel comfortable to be like, hey, that was me in the past. I still do have like tendencies where I feel like that's my first thought when certain things happen. But you know what? I don't act on it. I recognize that that was my first thought. And then I make sure that that's not a rational thing that I should think about. Like, I literally tell myself, like, no, that's dumb. Of course not.
Yeah. It's nuts that society made us reach that point. And yeah, it really sucks. It really sucks for those people who had to basically leave some of them their livelihoods behind just because that happened to them.
Yeah.
It really sucks.
I mean, like, for me, I always feel like there's always room for improvement, but also on the other extreme of like cancel culture is how the terminology is just used recklessly. Where in a situation where it's a serious criticism, not necessarily criticism or like something very serious, allegations or whatever, I feel like some people or some fans irrationally just call it cancel culture instead of digging deeper into the situation, understanding the context, and recognizing when something is wrong, and not necessarily supporting who they like, who they, I mean, when someone is brought, like when you're a fan of someone, right? And you love them and like you have this pedestal over them, you have to realize that they're people. Like, it has to stop being like this godlike figure in your life where like I want to be you and all these things, because everyone you look up to are people. They fuck up, they make mistakes, they've done mistakes and all these things. So when someone calls out their mistake in the moment or in the past and they haven't like addressed it, don't support them in calling the criticism like hate. Instead, support them in saying, hey, consider this a serious thing, right? Yeah. I'll support you while you fight, like, on your journey of being a better person.
Yeah.
But you need to realize you need to be accountable for what you've done. You need to understand that. Because, like, I'm tired of having people run away, like, get away scot-free with like garbage crimes or like even just like garbage opinion. Just because like they say like, I'm right, you're wrong, shut up, kind of deal. Like, where I'm just like, you know, I went to school and like, you just need to educate yourself and like expose yourself to a diverse group of people to at least understand that there's more than just your truth. There's the truth. That's the thing, like the entire, like, you know, the my truth like YouTube video thing where they're just like, this is my truth, and I'm just like, okay, that's your perception, what's the truth? Like, the truth is not necessarily aligned to how you perceive is the truth. Because there's a difference with being honest and being truthful.
Yep. You know.
Yeah.
You can be honest with yourself, but That's still a lie. That still sounds as a lie to you. I don't know if that makes sense or whatever. Yeah.
Or it could also be like, I don't know, just how it is, like you saying certain things can. Because you're like your personhood, I guess. Like everything comes at protecting yourself. As sad as it can sound, or depressing as it can sound, and selfish and greedy as it is, like humanity at its core has a tendency to protect itself. Like in a lot of aggravated conversations or fights, it's always like, I'm hurting the person because the person hurt me, or like a retaliation to that, to a degree. And so like, I feel like when you're being honest, sometimes you can come from a place of, these are my intentions, without thinking about how you've executed certain things. Like, just because you didn't expect to hurt someone doesn't mean you didn't hurt them.
Yep. Like,
or you can, just because you didn't, yeah, like, that's it. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, like, you can get hurt by something you said without even you knowing that you've hurt them.
Yeah.
Which sucks, but...
I mean, for me, how do I explain this? Because, like, Neil Gaiman, you know him?
Yeah.
He's a very good like author. I was in college. I was like, this is so cheesy. I'm so sorry. It's but like, fine. I was in college and I was in pre-med because I wanted to be a surgeon. Just imagine me being a surgeon. Oh my God. Oh, that would have been a mistake. But, I was watching his speech, like a college like speech, and he said, make beautiful mistakes, or something to that degree. I may be misspeaking, but like he said that like mistakes teach you more than success, because once you succeed, you don't necessarily know how on the hows, right? It's when you build onto that success through mistake that you are able to realize like the ladder towards that goal. And like, I think about that in the sense of cancel culture, and I feel like as painful as it is for anyone to like watch a person that they've uphold, because like it reminds me of how you feel when you're such a huge fan of someone, you meet them in person and you're disappointed. What saves you that disappointment is understanding that no one that you look up to is perfect. They're gonna fuck up. There's absolutely no fucking way. There's no like absolutely no fucking way they can't. They will fuck up. There's no like, that's it. Like, you just need, like, if you really care about someone and you're a fan of someone, you should make sure they hold themselves accountable. Yep. Like, at least, like, make sure they're okay. And, like, if they're not, goddamn. And even then, like, technically, whoever, like, you're trashing on, they don't owe you an apology. If anything, they just owe, like, themselves an apology for staying the way they are, if they do.
Yeah. Like,
just don't support them. That's it. Yeah. But like, if you're there to support them, don't tell other people who are trying to correct their wrong and say that they're cancel culture. It's just like,
they just did something wrong, and that's totally fine. Like, I think people forget, it's either they forget how tolerant they are with things, or we've reached a point where like even the smallest kind of mistake is kind of a big deal, which is why, like, has our patience gone so low that we're just gonna react to everything as a big deal, even though most of them are not. So
sometimes also it's just this feeling of some people wanting to feel superior, and like it just feels good to feel angry.
It's just tiring though to get angry.
But I get it though, like sometimes when I have like deep conversation with friends, sometimes like I feel like I catch myself feeling heated mm-hmm. about a topic and feel somewhat like superior when I catch them with like the wrong information or probably not as informed as I am on a certain topic, like, and there's just this like instant like, haha, you did this, I'm better than you kind of feeling. Of course, like I catch myself and I'm just like, okay, shut the fuck up, Liz.
Yeah, you're probably not better. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like it's just like, Jesus Christ, like what is this feeling? Like what are you even talking about? Like there's
no
way.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Like you're breathing the same air, dude. Just calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I just hope our patience doesn't go down to the point that our attention span for like knowing what's just a simple mistake and what's a big deal to be as short as a TikTok video. I hope not. But right. I'm afraid we're getting there.
I mean, I feel like it, I don't know. Like I don't want to have TikTok because I feel like it's bad. Like social media itself is really bad for your health, but I feel especially so for TikTok. Is that weird? Because I feel like it's not managed.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
if it is, I don't know. It's managed kind of, but it's just like, it's overload. Like it's over, like it's just, mm-hmm. if you need an overload of like just content, it's not about like how you're absorbing it. If you just want like white noise in your life, go do it. Like enjoy yourself, have fun. Like some people profit from it, which is great, but it's just like not for me. Like it's just not good for my mental health long term. I don't think it's healthy for anyone's mental health long term, but
yep, we'll see. We'll see what happens. And on that note, let's take a short break because food is about to arrive.
Munchies!
Yeah, we were right. Okay, let's get back to it after the break.
2020 has been a rough year for all of us, starting with the Taal volcanic eruption, the pandemic, and the recent typhoons. Many of us have lost hope and don't know what to do in order to get back on our feet. It has never been more important to acquire new skills that will help you get back up and achieve the life you've always dreamed of. With the help of our partners from Skillevate, Filipinos can now have access to affordable online courses focused on topics such as entrepreneurship, business, investing, personal finance, and self-development. Not only will you acquire valuable skills that are relevant in today's fast-paced world, you will also be able to help our community, as part of the proceeds from each course will be donated to the people that were affected by the pandemic and the recent typhoons. As a trusted partner of Skillevate, they have given us a 10% discount to help you get started learning and acquiring new skills. Just simply use the code CREATORLIFE10, that's CREATORLIFE10, and get a 10% off on your purchase. Let us all start a new year with hope and a better version of ourselves. Back to the episode.
What else has been up with you, Liz? It's been, I would say, months. Like we've been talking like off the podcast, because, you know, we can't talk about everything in the podcast. Otherwise, it would be like so weird.
I've been okay. I mean, good news, like, on the topic of, like, cancel culture and whatever, and mental mm-hmm. health, besides that, I've gone through a lot, and mm-hmm. I, like, recently, which was ironic, by the way, I think, like, in the beginning of the year, this year, I finally got off my medication permanently, what? And I didn't need therapy anymore, great. So, yeah. You know, like, lately, though, I do sense, like, a slow relapse. Like, you know when...
Yeah.
Just certain things just don't seem right, and you don't feel right, and you have to, like, almost, like, to at least respect your progress of how many years going through therapy. You have to acknowledge it, because acknowledging it helps you... It helps empower you to, you know, work on what you're going through. But yeah, last week I was baking like crazy.
Oh no.
Probably. Yeah, this is the topic on this, the box.
Oh, let's do the topic. Let's try to make each other as hungry as possible.
No, but like here's the thing. I spent like 12 hours on that box. Not alone, but like it's an assorted box.
Yeah.
And so I have to like bake each one separately, put it in a box, and then like give it away. Like, it was a custom order.
Yep.
And you know, it was interesting because, like, I didn't realize in the 12 hours of just baking and, you know, prepping the boxes, because obviously I had other orders too, mm-hmm. my face had, like, just gone, it went on a weird breakout / rash. Like, it's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I panicked because, like, historically, I've never had really bad acne, or like I've never had like a huge breakout. Like when I quote unquote breakout when I'm having my period, or like breakout altogether, it's mm-hmm. just like two pimples in a certain spot.
Yeah.
I don't really have like just my entire cheeks look like I'm sunburnt kind of uh-huh. redness. But that was the extent of, like, the rash after the 12 hours of baking. And so I panicked.
Okay.
And, like, I asked for help, because, duh. But obviously, like, hospitals are filled, so you just go through, like, chat and, like, ask for help on, like, medical help, see what it could be, took photos. And, you know, it's a process of elimination, because at the end of the day, they can't just, like, be there and touch or, like, see what's going on in detail with my face.
Yeah.
So it went from, oh, maybe you're allergic to stevia, which I had to come in contact with for the first time for sugar-free cookies, to... Yeah. Oh, maybe it's not allergies because you've taken your antihistamine and it hasn't gone away. Maybe it's like eczema or like contact dermatitis from your mask, because it's nowhere else besides like my cheek. Like I'm blushed. Like,
it's like you're blushing in a way.
Yes. Like, intensely blushing. It's kind of cute from afar, but, like, when you get into my face, it's
nasty. Yeah, it's probably uncomfortable as F. Wait, why am I censoring myself? We already swore in, like, the first few minutes.
Look at that box!
I know. So, for context for the listener, so I'm actually sharing my screen. So, I just induced hunger on myself again because I'm sharing this box of cookies and brownies, and now I'm gonna die.
Yeah. I'm gonna die of hunger. I mean, is like the cool bit is like this is technically like my first ish time to bake brownies from scratch. I usually like buy the remix, like Betty Crocker remix. And then I was like, nah, let's be fancy. So, you know, I bought the best dark chocolate I could get my hands on. I tried to get the best like cocoa powder. You know, I had the brownie. It is beautiful.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
I just
Okay. Weird tangent, but like, do you prefer brownies over cake? Or like cookies over brownies? Like, what's your bake preference or hierarchy?
Gosh, here's the thing with me. You just give me something that's edible and tastes good in general, and I will eat it. Even though I'm allergic to it.
Oh, really? Yeah, you don't like, have, like, a preference?
I have a preference, but then, like, I've been trained since I was a child. Whatever I see in front of me,
to
I
eat. Yeah.
So, because, like, there's a lot of factors.
Like, finish your plate kind of deal.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of factors, but then, like, there's the thing, like, when you can't finish your food, how about the poor people out there? That mentality. But I don't know if that's really...
I mean, it doesn't help.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like a valid... It's a valid mentality, but is it right to feel that way? Or I don't know. But okay, if you really
okay
want
to
my...
It's okay to feel grateful, but like... Yeah. Okay, what is it?
If you really want my hierarchy, then here it is. Cookie, brownies, cake.
Ooh, yeah. And they have to be like, are you into the fruity or the chocolate?
Wow, this is becoming a
baked. Or is it like cinnamon and sugar? I know, I'm just like really into baked goods. I'm sorry.
I feel your passion, so it's fine.
Cancel me if you want.
if this is what gets you canceled, that I don't know what. I don't know what
you know
the
what
word is.
People can't cancel me because they'd want my baked goods.
Exactly.
They have to like shut up because they'd want to try my baked goods.
If you can't kill people with kindness and you kill them with cookies. So you know. So my preferences. I don't like mixing fruits. Well, nuts I'm fine. Like I don't like nuts alone, like peanuts. I hate peanuts. Mm-hmm. Nope, I hate peanuts. But if you put them with cookies, I'm generally good with it. Or like ice cream. Just like, don't make me taste nuts only. Wow. saying nuts in a different context
so
sounds so wrong.
Out of the best. Yeah, it's like, take this out of context.
Yeah, it's gonna sound so wrong. Oh boy. Anyway.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I as long as the thing with fruits and like baked goods is that sometimes they overpower the whole thing and then they end up like it's
like
fine.
I mean like a blueberry muffin sounds great.
That's great. Like it's like a staple in the house. Like anything like blueberry muffin, blueberry cheesecake. Like, we have fans of blueberry in the house. So, you know.
Blueberry's good.
Blueberry's
like, good. I recently got into blueberry, like, kombucha. Oh. Fucking fire. I just, beautiful. Kombucha is amazing, okay? I've converted. I am that, like, pretentiously posh person who doesn't have the money to be, pretentiously posh.
But then does it anyway, which is totally fine. It's a choice. But yeah, to be fair, like...
You know, because like I sell posh, like pretentiously posh looking baked goods. think about that.
What is that? Are you building another persona? No, I'm just kidding.
No. I can't. It ain't me. I can't. I'll just be like. Oh.
I mean.
I'd be too awkward.
I mean, we could have like posh and pretentious things and still come out as a person who's definitely not. Like, you know, some of the good things. Like this, like I said, the little things.
Oh, maybe the term is like aesthetic. You know?
More, aesthetics is a more, I don't know if it's neutral, but yeah, definitely sounds better than like posh and pretentious. It's like, that could mean a whole lot of things. Huh.
Because like, for me, I used to not like any dessert.
Oh.
I would just go for I'm like a savory gal. Like I like spicy food. I've never had like a phase where I crave dessert. Maybe that's how I can manage to like
hold off.
Sell them to people. Yeah, that doesn't affect me. It's so weird.
I am the complete opposite.
And then it's so weird because recently throughout the pandemic I've lost, like, I don't crave ramen at all, and I haven't had ramen in the last like
year.
Yeah, it's strange. My preferences have shifted. Now I like vegetables, like roasted vegetables. Pesto. Who am I? Like, I'm the type of person that I would cringe like thinking about. Nah. But like, I like salad. I don't know. I've tried to make sure that I don't eat that much meat.
Mm-hmm.
There's environment. I'm trying to be really conscious about the environment.
I'm way past that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Like, do what you can. And also really into fruit and yogurt, which also, by the way, fucks me up because I'm lactose intolerant.
Yep.
So it's love, like a love-hate relationship.
Love hurts.
Yeah. So context this, like, in before the break, my cat kept meowing and I told... We were talking about, you know, how my cat wakes me up by licking my face, and it's a pain in the ass because cats have barbed tongues, and if they're like tiny needles scraping through your eyelid, and there has been like one time I woke up where she literally licked my eyes open. And it was a nightmare. I just like cried spot on. And then she started licking my tears. And I'm just there like, why do you do this? Why are you like this?
I love you and I hate you at the same time. But why do you keep doing
this? Yeah, I was like, it's adorable. But I don't think, like, I think that would be adorable if it was on someone else, not me. I should not be experiencing the... You know, the sharp needle in my eye, but that's it.
Yeah, it's basically it's basically expectation versus reality. Like when you see other people, it's like, "Oh, that's so cute," but then you experience it yourself. Fuck.
It's just like, God damn it.
Oh, sheesh. Anyway, if you notice again, I am inducing hunger to myself. Because I keep staring at these lovely cookies and brownies, and I'm going to die of hunger again.
Okay, you know what? When the pandemic is over, I'll send in a dedicated box just like that. But I can't assure you I can send you the sugar-free cookies because I may or may not be allergic to them. Oh, it's fine.
Give me all the sugar. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna if I were to have it right now, I'm not gonna devour all of it. I'm gonna I'm gonna
see. Yeah, but like also, I feel like if you got that bot, your entire family is just gonna be like, this isn't gonna survive today.
Oh, don't worry. We're not that crazy. It will, but like not. It won't run out in a day, but maybe 2-3 depends. Depends on which, depends on the days. Like if it's a weekend, oh, this will be finished in like 2 or 3 days. Cause you know, you can't be eating the same things over and over again. It's like not good. It's law of diminishing returns. You can't keep on eating the same thing and expect it to feel the same way.
It's like how people have that in a shortcut way where they dip their fries in like sundaes or ice cream.
Good thing I don't do that.
Oh no!
Damn it! This is exactly a rabbit hole.
This is a rabbit hole. We went deep into like cancel culture for a while. I mean, like for me, I feel like we've discussed as much as we could about it.
Yeah.
Now that you've come back from food, we're now talking about food, and it's nonstop.
Sheesh, that's fine. Like, yeah, I really do put my fries, dip it on sundaes. But then, like, that combo would be, I would rather make it a rare thing for me rather than keep on doing it. Otherwise, I wouldn't appreciate it as much. But yeah, that's so good. Oh. But
really?
Like,
you're the type to dip your fries in
sundae, yeah. If I order both, that's the key. If I order both. Because it has to be a specific kind of fries and a specific kind of sundae. Otherwise, the combo won't work.
Okay.
That's a me thing, though.
Because what my friend does, and this is going to be freaky for you, he puts ketchup on the ice cream, the soft serve ice cream.
No.
Right? That has chocolate syrup too. Right? And then he dips his fries in both.
Okay.
Polarizing method.
I mean, it's gonna be 50-50 at best. Like, that's the limit. Like,
at best.
But at best.
I feel like people will cringe at the thought.
Like, for me, no. Like, why would you mix ketchup with ice cream?
Like, he doesn't necessarily mix the ketchup. He just puts it on top of the ice cream.
I can't imagine. There's strawberry and then there's ketchup. Like, I'm fine with strawberry. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, there's like tomato chips, right? Or ketchup chips.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know. It's weird that like you really have to literally put ketchup on top of ice cream. Does it mix for me? It's like something that I can relate to savory stuff and one that caters to sweet. I don't want to mix that. It might ruin me on a whole another level.
Yeah. I don't know how he acquired that method. I don't know how, you know, like you do you, boo.
Yep. I'm not gonna scorn him for that, but then like in my opinion,
like, if you saw him do it like I did, it was like, man, it hurt like on a deep, you know.
Yeah.
My spirit died.
It's like it flew away or even something.
I mean, like, that's assuming I have one, you know?
You know. We never know, really.
On the topic of desserts, though, my recent preference, like, I've lost my preference for, like, chocolate and, like, dense stuff. I like them. Like, if they're in the fridge or there's excess of them, I'm sure I'd have them. But if there's one thing I have a tendency to crave more than ever, it's sticky rice and mango. That's the name of my cat. But yeah.
That's why I reacted that way.
She didn't flinch at all. She's dead ass asleep.
Oh, good. Oh, good. So, from the break where she was like literally on your lap to now, dead ass Steve. I wonder why that is. I wonder why that is.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's been nuts.
Like, I'm into fruity dessert.
Like
or citrus. Mm. Like, the thought of lemon bars, God bless.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so weird. Yeah. I might put the title on this one is "This May Induce Hunger, I Am Sorry." So that's like the literal title. "This May Induce Hunger, I Am Sorry." No, I'm just kidding. No, it wouldn't relate to the other topic we were talking about.
And then like the picture you use instead of a photo of me is the photo of the box.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's honestly, like, the box looks fucking wild.
I know.
I feel like I can do better though, you know.
But I mean,
does that make sense?
Yeah, like I know that the sugar, I think this is the sugar-free one, the one in the bottom, like that was like,
yeah, I feel like I can replace it with like, I can make it an Easter box, put like cream eggs on certain like thing,
okay,
and then make like an Easter rocky road instead of the sugar-free cookie at the bottom.
Yeah, but then like I recognize that container because that's basically a Starbucks drink takeout container.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
I needed Starbucks that day. Wow. I needed a cold brew to like get through the day.
Yay!
Yeah.
Cold brew, buddy. I love cold brew so much.
Like, I mean, the thing is, I don't think Starbucks has the best coffee. Like, when you have, like, when you brew your own coffee and, like,
that's always better.
More experience, there's better coffees out there.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you know.
Convenience.
Yeah, and, sorry to my friend who's in Starbucks, but then like, yeah, don't kid yourself, there's a lot of coffee that's better than Starbucks.
I mean,
in
like
general.
where was it where Starbucks didn't seem to like, there wasn't as many where Starbucks that worked in that country?
Oh, you meant Vietnam?
That was very coffee.
You meant Vietnam?
Is that it?
I think it's Vietnam. Like, maybe. they have other coffee brands. Like, they have their own type of coffee. Mm-hmm. And it really...
I mean, which is fair, because I think I've tried, like, a Vietnamese, like, brew, and it was... Ooh, it was the best.
Hmm. Yeah.
I feel like when you're just into coffee, you grow out of Starbucks. Starbucks is, like, the place you think the best coffee would be until you realize it's too bitter to be good coffee. Because coffee is not necessarily just bitter.
Yeah, but again, it depends. Like, I still go to Starbucks. Mm. I haven't stopped, even though I've tried like countless others. So that says something.
Yeah, but it could be your accessibility to good coffee beans, you know?
Oh, I'm not even referring to coffee beans. You don't have a coffee machine in the house, so.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, I've been, before the pandemic, I've been tasting different coffee because, you know, Cebu has been breeding with a lot of coffee shops. Like, there are a lot of small ones, and fun fact, some of them may or may not be ex baristas of Starbucks, which is why they have experience. So take that what you will. But yeah.
Ooh.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I wanted to be a barista from Starbucks at some point.
Yeah.
I feel like it's good for like service, and you want like to get into hospitality,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to go to school for it, and you also just want to learn about coffee and like brewing and everything.
Yeah,
be a barista. But I think it was because of my hair. Like in the specific one that I wanted to apply for, I at the time I had like vibrant pink hair.
Oh, wait, that's a thing still?
Weird. At the time though, it was like what, 2017? And also, I was like still in school. I mean, that's fine though, right? Because
I would expect that from school or something, but. Really?
I don't know.
Oh well. Guess maybe we'll never know. Guess we'll never really know. Apparently. Anyway, before we induce more and more hunger, even though I have the picture up here. Sorry, listeners, you don't get to see it, but maybe I'll put the picture up on the podcast feed or put a link on the show notes. Depends. I don't know if I want to put the box of cookies as a podcast cover because the context is way out of whack in that scenario. Yep. Anyway, thanks, Liz, for this very, very unconventional conversation that may or may not have happened in 2 days. Wink.
Scattered, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's fun.
But will they figure out, though? We'll see if they do. They probably will. Yeah. Anyway, so...
Yeah.
Thanks, Liz. So if you have stuff to plug, go.
Oh, just my Instagram, Lizzy Potato.
Yeah, why do you change it back?
I wanted to try like a different name for a bit. Like I thought it would look better, and then all of my friends just went like, "Liz, this you? You okay?" Yeah. And I was just like, "Okay, I'll just change it back. Fuck it." But Instagram has the entire like 14 days before you can change it back. So
yeah, so
I had to wait
for 14 days, ish.
Yeah.
Then like, probably. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, Instagram.
My bad.
Yeah, it's fine. Instagram.com/LizzyPotato. It's on the show notes, guys. You know the drill. And
yep, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And podcast updates and behind the scenes are on social media. That's Creator Life Pod, Creator Life POD on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you want to follow me personally and see me drool over cookies or ramen or basically any food, you can just follow me on social media. That's JULLIANSIBI, Julian CB, if you didn't know what that was, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And that's it for this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. I hope that didn't cause you to eat a cookie or a brownie or whatever.
It's better. And if you want and if you're craving for it, you know
where to
message
reach
me.
Yeah, just
I mean, like, I can also like send you the recipe. It's accessible, you know.
I am too lazy. One, and two, we don't have proper baking equipment, so yeah.
There's always the time.
Yeah, there's always the time, but you know, I'd rather spend time eating them more than baking them. But that's just me. Okay, thank you so much, guys, for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it, even though you ended up being hungry. And until the next one, enjoy your tech, enjoy your coffee, enjoy your dessert with your coffee, and enjoy life, and stay safe, everyone. Oh, 10K cases. Stay safe, guys. It's not over yet.
And no, not only stay safe, stay at home, okay? Stay at home. Do your part.
Easier said than done, but yep. Bye, guys. Bye-bye.